you ever get the feeling like you've been somewhere or done something before?
Yes, all the time. It's called deja vu.
Yeah. So I had a little bit of that today as I was putting together the deep dive that I had planned for us, only for you to tell me, hey, asshole, check 4 years ago.
We've done the same fucking thing.
We've been here before. So I was going to do a few different like gaming, creepypasta, like cursed video games. You covered all of them.
Apparently. We did it. We did all those things back in our prime.
rather than retread history, I think what we're going to do is just talk about a couple games. But actually, I am curious, what is the strongest sense of deja vu that you've ever had?
I don't know about the strongest. There's been like very, 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 very specific things that are going on. Like it gets to a point where when it's happening, I almost feel like I'm seeing it happen before it happens, where it's like, okay, you've pulled this thing out of the oven and then this is going to fall and hit a very particular thing in your house. Like, mm-hmm. I have that type of like it's mundane deja vu, but it's very much like eerie. It's like I know it's happening while it's happening, and it's almost like confirmation bias. It's like, okay, this will happen next, and then it does. It's almost like a premonition in a way. What about
premonition?
You?
That was I know that I have, but I can't. It's been so long since I've experienced that feeling.
Sure.
I can't think of a specific example. It is one of the weirdest things to experience, I think, though. Is like
what's the like
I've done this before.
What's the wise tale with it? Like what isn't there supposed to be something like if you experience deja vu, it's actually like I remember as a kid, like if you got a cold chill, somebody was walking on your future grave is what we thought. Like deja vu, I thought was supposed to also represent some sort of like weird thing like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, it could be bullshit. It could be bullshit. Look, Johnny, I'm going to give you an A for effort. I'm going to give you a C for execution. Because I saw what you put together. It's very good, but it was better when I did it. And I appreciate what you've done. Video games have some creepy stuff. If you're wondering what Johnny did, you can go in the Wayback Machine here and find episode 137, not to be confused with episode 348, which is what this one is. But 137 was, I think, actually like the first year that we even did deep dives. And you actually did the first deep dive. Our first deep dive ever was about Bungie. And then I did one in October because it was spooky season. And I did one about gaming urban legends. But creepypasta, creepy. You're probably also noticing something. Chase, speaking of creepypasta, is not here. Chase decided to take the night off and we decided to give it to him. He is here a lot. And every man deserves a break unless that man is Johnny. And then Johnny gets no breaks. But as we called out. Yes.
I was just going to say, Chase did ask me to plug his new blog post on gamersonthego.com, where he talks about Pokemon Emerald Rogue from the Backlog Roulette. And he will have two new episodes of SteamWorld Heist on his YouTube channel, Chasey K Plays.
Wow, you did that so much more efficient than he does. That's all he has to do. He just literally has to say exactly what you did. We don't need to know. It's like Chase's exit on these things. It's always like when you want to go look up a recipe online, it's like, here's eight paragraphs of how your grandmother brought this recipe over. Chase, jump to the fucking recipe. I'll have two episodes going up and I've got a new thing here. Watch it here. We don't need to know how you made your sausage. We love you, but we don't need to know how you did all that. Jump to the recipe, Chase. Jump to the recipe.
Bobby, should we maybe swing or thwip our way to
the next
main main topic?
If you are right here, we're going to talk about two video games tonight, and that's it. We're going to talk about Spider-Man or Marvel Spider-Man 2, and we're going to talk about Super Mario Bros. Wonder. In lieu of a deep dive, we're going to kind of have a miniature dive into a shallow dive, if you will, into those two games with Johnny and Bobby. It's been a while since we've done this. It's episode 348. Today is October 26th, 2023, and we've got two games for you tonight. So yes, let's be the dynamic Spider-Man here and hop into this their video game conversation. You are, out of everybody on this show, the biggest Spider-Man fan, easily.
Yes. Yes. I adore those first two games, and I
How many hours you got on this one? Because you were gone. Gosh, you were gone when this
I was
came
gone. Out. I think I'm like 8 or 9% maybe is okay. What my save file said.
Do you
have between like 3 and 4 hours?
Do you have can you make a conclusion, like rank the three Marvel PlayStation Spider-Man games?
No, I can't do that yet.
What is your current
ranking? I can. I'm gonna say that this one is the best.
Okay.
I think that okay. So here's the thing. I like the gameplay of Miles Morales more than the gameplay of the first Spider-Man game, but I like the story in that one more. And story was more important to me with those. So I would probably put 2018 Spider-Man second and Morales third, but those two are like very close to one another.
Yeah, I think the story was weaker in Miles, but I enjoy getting to know that character better. I think they've handled him very well. Well, I'm sorry. I'm burying the lead here. We're going to talk about this new Spider-Man game. How are you feeling? Because I'm like a mission and a half away from credits on this.
Okay. I mean, I fell headfirst into it. I think that it is so fun, and it feels ambitious in a way that I wasn't expecting it to feel. Given that we are, you know, a large chunk of the map is one that we've played through twice now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we have Manhattan, but we also have Queens and then
a little bit of Brooklyn right?
Yep. Too. Yeah. Yep. So we've got two other boroughs to explore. But like how much of a new game was this going to feel like versus the last two that we played? And right. I think that like, this feels like you mentioned Naughty Dog. Mm-hmm. And this feels like going from Uncharted to Uncharted 2.
Yeah, it's you know what you're doing. You know what the formula is. They're in a lot of ways, man, I feel the Spider-Man games have just been kind of an echo of what the Sony PlayStation 2 Spider-Man 2 game was. And that's not a bad thing. That game was great. But this is very much the same style of game that you've gotten with Spider-Man and Miles Morales. It's very much the successor, in my opinion, the true successor to Arkham games. When it comes to combat, it's
okay. In terms of like, you are the superhero.
Yes.
You are Spider-Man.
Yeah. Okay. You are Spider-Man. The way that you take on crowds, the kind of walking around on webbing and shit like that, the stealth aspects.
Oh, it's so good.
It's good.
It's so good when you're just shooting those lines across. And
the stakes are much higher in this one. I agree with you. I think the story is by and large the most interesting part of this game, as well as the 2018 one. Yeah. But I want to get into some technical stuff too with you.
Okay. I think like outside of Batman, like the cadre of villains, I think Spider-Man stacks like, when you compare Batman versus Spider-Man, they're the best in terms of like, these are the bad guys.
And it's funny that you bring, I mean, we've talked a lot about Batman so far, but I feel like the thing that like's kind of blowing my mind with this is I know the gadgets were in the other ones, but I don't really remember Spider-Man being a gadget superhero. I thought he was just Spider-Man. When I was growing up, he had his fucking suit and his webs. I remember in Secret Wars when he got the actual black suit, the symbiote suit, like that enhanced him a little bit. But then it was always Venom and like Venom stuff that got weird, because Venom, the symbiote could like go into Carnage and shit. That's where it got strange. But he feels like Batman. He's got
he does Yeah, you're all not the these, first person I've had to say that.
He's
a 3D printer in his web.
Yeah, it's strange, right? Like that. That's got to be the MCU bleed over, right?
I feel like Spider-Man has always been very smart, right?
He's always been smart.
He built his web shooters. He designed his costume. But yeah, I think the introduction of gadgets and stuff, it does feel much more like, oh, this is almost like he has a utility belt. And
let me ask you this. So
yeah.
I don't know if you feel this way, and I'm not trying to project anything, and this is going to sound harsher than I mean it to, because I'm really enjoying this game. I'm probably liking this one better than the other two. But I feel like I've done this. I've been in this city for decades now. We have a quick look that went up, or it's going up tomorrow for this, and we mentioned this in the quick look. We've been protecting New York for a while. I've been swinging through New York for a while. But this game feels, for the most part, there's some new enhancements, but for the most part, it feels very much like, okay, you've got this crime, you've been on this rooftop, you've juggled this person in the air, you've done your combos, you've done the slow-mo finisher. And at cool, like that first, I was like, okay, this is cool, this is neat, I get to do these things. And then the 100th, 200th time you do that, it's like, okay, let's speed this up and get through it. And I have really not engaged with too much of the side stuff, like the reoccurring side stuff, I haven't. But I really just wanted to get through the main story, kind of unlock all the shit, and then build out more. But I find myself a little, like, not tired, or I think I'm a little uninspired by the combat, but the story is absolutely taking me there.
Long.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't gotten to that point yet. Like, I'm still unlocking new abilities and like combo modifiers and things. So like anytime I see a fight, I'm going there to do Spider-Man stuff. I feel like eventually with the first two games, like I did get to a point, I was like, okay, let's move this along. Let's see the rest of the story. But as it stands right now, I feel like they made the AI smarter in this one. Like it feels like I have to be thinking two or three moves ahead especially if it's like a group of guys coming after me.
Yeah.
I really have to like, okay, I'm going to grab this. I'm going to kick him in the air. I'm going to pull him down. And then I'm going to jump over here to this guy.
Keep him in the fucking air. Keep him in the air.
Yeah. One thing that I think they did really well is making Peter feel cool to play, because I don't know about you, but I really like the way that Miles played.
Miles is far and above better.
And I think I prefer his combat style more in this one still, but I'm not mad when I have to play as Pete, because
it only gets more, like they only enhance that more. Like, obviously, you know, Venom's in this game.
Mm-hmm.
You know Spider-Man well enough to know what comes before Venom. And you can see it on the skill tree. I'm not spoiling anything by being coy here. They have it in the fucking teaser trailer for this. You wear the fucking symbiote suit of Spider-Man, and with that comes a really fun way to play as Pete. And
I'm not there yet. Like
it's a ways into the game. Like, it's there, but it takes a minute to get to, and you spend a good portion that way.
Okay. How many hours are you into it? Like you said, you're almost done.
I mean, I think I'm probably 15, 16 hours. I think it's like an 18 to 20 hour game. I might be north or south of that a little bit, but it was pretty exclusive. Like when I'm here in front of this screen, I've been playing it in here quite a bit. The other game, Mario, that we're going to talk about has really been occupying a ton of my time. But I've been sticking primarily to the main story chase. Like if I see something cool that comes up when I'm on my way to a story beat, I'll do it. But the problem is, and this is kind of what I'm going to talk about, like on a technical level, they have sped this game up in almost an unbelievable state. I'm pretty blown away actually by how well, this works, like how well this whole fucking thing works on PlayStation. It is incredibly impressive to see how
they Insomniac, man, they've
always they're wizards.
I mean, Ratchet and Clank, I feel like, was maybe the best looking game on there prior to this. I think this might be better looking than that, even. And the fact that you have ray tracing on, regardless of whether you're running in performance or fidelity mode, is really cool. I watched a little bit of the Digital Foundry video, and it sounds like it's rock solid throughout. Look, but also the whole time, I'm like, man, this looks really good on my PC, I bet.
Well, yeah, that's like, I've gotten really close to picking up the other two games on PC because, Jesus, they're going to be awesome. But I mean, if it's anything like Horizon Forbidden West, like, that's one of my favorite games to look at on here. So let's unpack kind of what's going on with the game for a second, because I don't want to spoil too much with you, but this is absolutely picking up after the events of Spider-Man, Miles Morales. Yep. Miles Morales and Venom were both teased to be bigger parts of the story they're telling at the end of the 2018 game. What's interesting about this one is that you are kind of doing that GTA split between Miles and Peter. And there's certain missions that require you to be either one of them. And they each have their own arcs that they're going, and then they have their overlap with one another. But the game has done some very impressive things on allowing you to do the quick switch between them, fast travel in general.
It's almost instantaneous.
They could have made it instantaneous, they said. But because it happens so quick, they actually, if you're fast traveling, you have to hold a button for 3 seconds. But that's not because it's preloading or caching anything. It's because of how fast it is and how you can make a mistake and then be somewhere else. All that to be said, you're introduced into Harry Osborn of Pete, best friend fame. And it's one of those situations where we all know where this is going. They're telling a pretty inventive way on how Venom's in this video game, but the game really starts off focused heavily on Kraven. And it makes sense. Sucks. Kraven sucks. He's like a fucking weirdo, but I think he's probably the smartest way to get the other enemies back on the streets. Mm-hmm. And it's also, I'm sure, Sony trying to plug the movie that's coming out, much like Venom. They haven't been putting Spider-Man out directly at Sony, but through Marvel over on Disney. But Kraven, Aaron Taylor Johnson, who plays Kick-Ass, he was also Quicksilver in the MCU. He's actually playing Kraven now. And so they've got a movie coming out, much like Mobius, and then much like Venom. They've got a Sony Spider-Man enemy movie coming out with him. So,
I mean, if Morbius is any indicator of quality,
it's Morbin time, baby.
It's going to be fucking great.
I think that the other thing I want to call out here is I think the game gets a little cheap, Johnny. And here's where I think the game gets cheap. I think that they throw some bullshit your way whenever you are surrounded by enemies, especially those with ranged attacks. I also think the game is got some boss battles that are borderline Souls villains.
You were saying that.
Yeah. And you have to basically like know when to parry, when to dodge, when to block. Mm-hmm. It's multiple health bar shit. It's fucked at times.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
I know. And then the last thing I'll call out that I think is an absolute fucking atrocity is I did not buy these games to play as Mary Jane Watson.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if they still had another Mary Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Mission or not.
Yes, multiple.
Okay. Well, thank you for preparing me for that, because that was my least favorite part.
Oh, dude, it's just as bad.
I like the story stuff they were doing with her, but I was like,
They make her
have to walk around as Pete whenever he's not Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Or Miles when he's not Spider-Man. I know that they're trying to anyway.
But yeah, I think
it's fine.
It's a cool game. There's some neat stuff at play with it. It's one of the best superhero games ever. I know people are very into it. It's sold like damn near 3 million copies in just a few days. I don't think that I feel the, oh my God, this is the game of the year. Like I didn't feel that way when people felt that way about Spider-Man. And I think that that's just like, there's a lot of those like super hyped MCU fanboys that will just salivate for this shit. It's incredibly good. It's one of the best games I've played this year, but I'm not sitting here like having my mind blown. It's just not doing that. And that's not a slight against it. It's very, very good at what it does. But in a year like we've had,
sure,
I've got a pretty high bar.
You're going to be scrutinizing a lot more
than
maybe you otherwise would have.
Totally.
Where I'm at now, still honeymoon phase. I was on a trip for 4 days. So I was unable to play since Saturday. But I'm hoping to hop back into it.
I think jump if, into it. I mean, here's what I would recommend you do.
Yeah.
I think you should just mainline it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to because like the year is getting late.
Yeah,
I need to finish Baldur's Gate. I need to finish Cyberpunk. Alan Wake is coming out.
Mario.
Yeah. We're gonna talk Mario. About that. There's a bunch of other games that I haven't even touched, like Cities Skylines 2, which I think I'm just going to wait until it gets patched because it sounds like it has some technical issues.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Just hearing from some of my friends that have been playing it. I'm really enjoying Spider-Man 2 so far.
Yeah, it's great.
But I probably like maybe a third or a quarter of the way through it.
I would just like, again, you're going to unlock. They do put a lot of stuff behind the story beats. So that's the other reason. Just get through the story. And like, that's a game that you can like throw a podcast on and clear some side quest shit and have fun doing that.
And I would find myself going back just to like swing through New York, literally, like just to swing around just because the movement feels so good.
Yeah, that's what I recommend doing, man.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I guess that brings us to the other game.
I think that one of the reasons I might be even a little bit more critical right now of Spider-Man 2 is I've been playing, as you have, as most people have, Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Johnny, let's just not even bury the lead here. This game's fucking incredible.
Yeah. I just got the fourth royal seed.
Oh, no. I got a whole thing to talk to you about with this. I have the third.
Gotten through all of it?
No. Okay.
All right. I was going to ask what your approach is.
Yeah. So my approach is this. I played it a lot by myself. And then Sarah, my wife, was just like, we should play Mario together. I'm like, absolutely. So over the weekend, I'm not even mad about this. We started a whole new run and just like played a shit ton on the couch together. And it's fucking awesome. It's been great. But I've basically been playing the game simultaneously. And I've been trying to get to a point because, God damn it, I'm not really trying to derail us here. The Mario game saves are weird. If you have not seen this yet, it's tied to your profile the way that Animal Crossing was. So it's not like I could start a new game on my profile. I could have added her into it, but I'm now at a point where I got the games basically even to one another, and we're just going to transition over to my game and probably just be playing that together.
So this is the first new 2D game since New Super Mario Brothers U, right?
Yes, because that's one that they brought over to the Switch last year or this year. And it's not a 2D game. There's I think the one before this was
3D Land.
Yeah, there was 3D Land that they ported over, 3D World, and you had Odyssey. And then they brought the 64 GameCube and whatever it was, the 3D collection. They brought that back.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had.
Oh, yeah.
Like, especially a reimagining. I don't know what you want to call it, a reboot. And it feels like they took every wacky idea that they've had since the last one of these came out and just threw it into this and made one of the best platformers ever.
It's
the creativity, the new enemies,
Like there's a bounciness and an aliveness to it as well. Like it just mm-hmm. feels like it's a game you're living in, even for being 2D. Like it's got a texture to it in a way. I think that this has phenomenal music. It's got memorable animations. It's got a setting that like I feel, oh yeah, we're going to the water area. And now I'm going into the cloud or the snow area, whatever it is. I think that shit's really cool. And I also think that while it's a 2D platformer, it doesn't feel flat and it doesn't feel less than. And there's been an interesting dialogue online that 2D Mario games aren't real Mario games anymore, which I find hysterical because, that's what Mario started as. And I'm not the first person to say this either, but this certainly feels like it's in the realm of a Super Mario World, which is probably my favorite Mario game up into this one. And I think that the heart, it's insane how well Nintendo can do this. Like nobody out there making games right now can do what Nintendo does. Making games that are on aged software, hardware look good, all that shit. It's wild.
Yeah, it has an incredible art style. It looks so vivid and it pops, and the way that they incorporate actually like the secret tunnels now will a lot of times take you into the background of the level.
Yep.
Which is very cool. And then the whole Wonder Seed gimmick.
And the badges.
And it's like you're almost making a loadout for Mario before you head into the level. And then like after you play through a course, you're like, well, I wonder what I could do if I had this badge equipped in this. And it's almost like you see a block placed in a way. You're like, I bet they want me to use this ability on this course. Mm-hmm. And
they do have the recommendation before you go into the level, which sometimes helps. You can have
the prince suggest it to you, who's your little companion. But the fact that not only do they make all of these new levels, right? Because it's a lot of courses, and there's hidden levels, there's a secret world. But when you get the so there's a Wonder Seed you get for completing level, but then there's one or two, depending on the course, that you can find
the acid the seeds.
Yeah, and it remixes the level, basically, right? Yeah. And it does some really imaginative and crazy shit. And
I've had my
the best
jaw slammed open.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking incredibly inventive. It's very smart. And the thing that's crazy about all of that, because the flowers and that talk to you are kind of like the speaker boxes you could punch in Super Mario World, but they don't really teach you anything. They kind of just give you a little bit of like, hey, this is fucking weird. Have fun. And I think
that's been hey, what are you doing up here? And it's, you know, a hidden part of the level.
It's also, in my opinion, the best online game that Nintendo's shipped to date.
Oh, Mario Stranding.
Mario Stranding, correct. Did you drop your Strandy for somebody? Not your Standy. Strandy.
I was doing one of the challenge courses earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saved like three times.
Oh,
in
the
span of like 15 seconds because I kept mistiming a jump. It was the one, oh my God, have you played the one where you're a Goomba?
No.
Oh, there's a challenge course where the thing is like you're a Goomba with a Mario hat on.
Oh my God.
Trying to make your way through this course and you have to play it, obviously, so different than how you would normally play.
Because you're a Goomba.
As Mario. Yeah. So the thwomps, you have to, and you know, as a Goomba, you can walk on top of spikes. So you have to let them fall first, and then you walk on top. And your jump isn't very, like, you can't jump very far or very high. So it's just breaking your brain and making you think of, like, okay, how would a Goomba play this or get through this course?
What would a Goomba do?
It's wild. And it's so cool. I'm so happy when I play this game.
Well, yeah, man.
Because it's constantly surprising me. And like, it's just, there's nothing like playing a new one of these Mario games the first time and finding secrets by complete happenstance.
Oh, yeah.
Like, jumping and then like, wait, why was the block right there? Okay, well, let me jump around and see. Oh, there's another block over here. oh, there's a whole other area for me to get up to over here. And it's, you're right, man. It's just that Nintendo magic. And like, the fact that we got Tears and this from Nintendo in the same year.
So
madness.
It's one of those things too, where, when we, I want to go back really quick to the strand piece, the multiplayer, because I have found that there is an incredible thing that happens where I get to watch how other people engage. Because I've been playing 2D Mario games for the same way for the most part for 30 years. And I've not done a lot of Mario Maker. I've not done any of these fucking cursed speed runs that you see people doing. But you can see people who are curious about that stuff, and you can see how they're bouncing and jumping and looking. And it's wild, because I almost wonder if I'm seeing like generational gaps. And this is such a weird concept to talk about, but like, I grew up with Mario, and I played Mario a very specific way, because that was the only way to play Mario outside of, you know, you could find a few hidden things, but you weren't retaining water and opening up flowers and doing shit like that. But then you see people who are just bouncing and hopping and doing all this shit. I'm like, man, that's, they started playing Mario in a different age. Like, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
It's just, it's been cool to see, and the secrets that happen, and the, like, the idea that you might have like had to go and, if I wanted to be a 100%er, go and look at a guide. But now I'm just like looking for standees or strandees in the level and be like, oh, okay, there's a box. But it's also causing me to, if I fuck up and I don't get everything, I switch characters immediately, because there's certain boxes that are only accessible by character types. I'm like, okay, well, maybe there's something here with them. And that, to me, to your point of a loadout, it's so brilliant, because it's like, okay, I want this badge and this. I need that on this person. Actually, I should make sure I've got an elephant queued up so I can get water for something. And I'm also going to call out, not having the timer in the level allows you to be such like a presence in the level. I don't feel like I'm rushing through it.
I still that old
habit. I get it. Hard. I get it.
I'm like, I gotta get to the end of this.
Yep.
I'm gonna run out of time.
Other thing I think that's pretty apparent here, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this, absolutely is informed by the Super Mario Brothers movie. 100%. The animations, the aliveness of the game, the reactions, the emotions of Mario, especially this way, it's absolutely,
I mean, it would have been developed in tandem,
correct,
with that movie.
Correct.
So
I'm not saying it's copying the movie. I'm just saying it's inspired by it.
I saw a really awesome stat. I don't know. Mm-hmm. if it's not a stat. But so 5 people made Super Mario Brothers 3, right?
Jesus. Okay.
4 of those people worked on Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Isn't that cool?
4 of the 5 are on this game?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Yep. That's how long they've been at Nintendo. And
God, man.
How, like, obviously the team that made this is much bigger than 5 people, but I would assume being there that long, they are in more like senior, like creative or whatever roles they have. And it's just wild that, like, to have, imagine having Super Mario Bros. 3, dude. I assume World, Wonder, like, on, this is my resume. I help make these games. Like, this is,
you know what I want now?
What?
I want a new Yoshi's Island in the style of Wonder.
What if that's what we get? I am a little bummed that you want to play as Yoshi or the Nabbit, like, mm-hmm, they don't get power ups and stuff.
That's, is that the only way that you can, is the only way you can ride Yoshi too, is if somebody's playing as him?
I don't know. I assume so, because I haven't gotten a Yoshi in any of the levels. But yeah, that was a bit of a bummer, but I understand why they did it, especially, you know, if you're a parent playing with young kids, you want them to have a good time.
You made a comment to me while you were gone about playing the Switch in handheld.
Mm-hmm.
Unpack that. What are you talking about?
So I went to the Smoky Mountains.
Mistake.
Hey, beautiful country. Absolutely breathtaking. I didn't spend a lot of time around the people there. I mainly hung out at the Smoky Mountain National Park, went on some hikes, saw some waterfalls. But one of the things that I did in my downtime was play some Super Mario Brothers Wonder on the Switch. And I have an OLED Switch, so that it just looks beautiful on that display panel. But playing with a joystick, any 2D platformer feels like sacrilege. Like, it feels unnatural. Mm-hmm. And I had one of those Joy-Cons that has a D-pad on it, but it broke. It stopped working. So I'm stuck with the stock ones that came with it. And they've also been doing this really fun thing where they'll just unpair in the middle of a game.
God.
And I have to put the Switch to sleep, wake it up. If I slide it up, slide it down, it shows a little animation on the side, but they don't.
Is it the controllers that came with it?
Uh-huh.
So we're not sponsored, Johnny. I'm not here to tell you how to spend your money.
I know.
This is the cracked Nitro deck. It fucking rules. It is so goddamn good. I've been playing this game primarily on this in handheld when I'm by myself. I'm playing on the big screen with Sarah.
Well, I might have to buy one. I was trying to avoid it because a new Switch is probably coming out next year.
D-pad. This is also $20 less than Joy-Cons.
Okay. I know. You sent me multiple links. I know.
I'm telling this to the people, my man.
Okay. So that was annoying. And then also, that thing just fucking sucks to hold in your hands. Like, I would be laying in bed.
Is it less comfortable than your Steam Deck?
Yes.
Tell that to Chase Kinnicky.
Like, I don't even have the same big paws.
He's got some meaty paws.
I don't know if I'd say my hands are average size or not, but like, they're not huge, but they're not Bobby P sized. But that's just, it was really detracting from my experience. And like, I'm so ready for a new Switch. I'm so ready for them to, I hope that they have a different design that they use.
I mean, I don't know,
maybe,
man.
Maybe make the slide on the same, but make the shape of it more ergonomic. Because it just, sucks to hold. If it doesn't, I'll just get something that makes it more comfortable. But
I don't think it's going to be too drastically different. Do you?
That was a bummer. I doubt it.
I mean, it's still selling gangbusters.
They don't want to, have the same thing happen that happened with the Wii U.
No.
So they need to distinguish it somehow.
I got a few more questions for you.
Yeah.
Who's your go-to character?
Luigi.
Same for Chase.
It's because when I was a kid, I never had a Nintendo of my own. I would always play at my cousin's house, and I was always Luigi.
Always a Luigi, never a Mario.
I'll switch back and forth. I played a little bit as Peach. I played as Toad for a couple of levels. And I'm like, no, this is fucking lame. Go back to Mario.
Luigi. Toad's a weirdo. More questions for you. What's been your favorite level so far?
Oh, God. There's one that has these hippo. I think they're hippos. It's like balloons that come out of like a bullet bill machine.
Yes.
And you have to bounce and go up. And when you get the wonder or the wonder seed in the middle of the level, it gets real crazy.
Good.
That may be my favorite level so far. I'm going to have to go through and replay all of them.
Yeah.
Because there's been so many standout moments. Like
Standout moments.
Yeah. I think we all know that the water levels are usually the worst levels in Mario, right? But they give you this badge.
The dolphin kick. I know, dude. It's so good.
It makes it not suck as much.
What's your default badge?
I was using it was almost making it like it was Luigi's jump and Super Mario.
Yep. I know what you're talking about.
If I'm in a tough spot, I will switch to the one that gives me a mushroom at the beginning. And then I just unlocked earlier before we started recording, the one that you jump and then press it and Mario spins up.
Yeah.
I just got that one. I got one that lets me become invisible.
Oh, nice.
Which there's a silhouette of Mario, of your character mm-hmm. in certain backgrounds, but then there very much is not whenever you get the other ones. And so you have to find something to pick up and carry, because otherwise you can't keep track of where your character is, other than like when you jump and you see the animation or the like dust or whatever kick up. Probably the I forget the name of the one that like you fly through the air a little bit.
Mm-hmm. The flutter jump,
and then the up screw attack.
I really like the parachute hat. I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
It's the first one you get, right?
Yep. And I like the exclamation mark blocks. I think that's like a throwback to Super Mario World as well. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, like, they've been doing this for a while, and I think for good reason, but in a game now that has Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Daisy, Toad, or two Toads, not even Toadette, just two Toads.
Toadette is there too.
Is she? Mm-hmm. Okay. Why on earth have they not gotten to a point where they put Wario and Waluigi as playable characters in a game like this?
Well, because Waluigi will never be a playable character outside of the sports titles. And Wario, because he's always gotten his own game. I mean, he plays so differently than Mario that it wouldn't, I don't think it would make sense.
Dude, they all play the same. Just
I'm saying like, Wario though. Have you ever played any of the Wario Land games?
Yeah, a long time ago, I'm sure.
So he's like he has a charge attack. Like he plays totally different than Mario does.
Well, so I mean, Captain Toad plays different too, but he's fine in this.
Well, this isn't Captain Toad. This is just a Toad.
You understand what I'm saying, though. I think it's weird that they've never put them into a game like this.
They don't have any respect for him.
I think this is the best Mario game I've played since World.
I would have to ponder that because I really, really, really love Galaxy and Odyssey.
Yeah. This one's great though.
Yeah. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
It's insane. If you think about the caliber of games that we've had this year that have pushed what they have, it's so fucking wild. I can't get over it. Johnny, I know that you had a deep dive plan. I'm sorry that you forgot about me. Let's let things slide. And we had a good conversation tonight about Spider-Man. We had another one about Mario Wonder. If you already plugged Chase, he's got two new episodes and a writing, very easy, done and done. We've got a bunch of fun stuff happening on our end. We had this episode tonight. We have a quick look up tonight, or right now actually, of Super Mario Wonder, and we'll have one of Spider-Man. So if you want to see these games that we've talked about in action, go to youtube.com/casualhour. We will not be live this Friday night. I'm going to be out of town. But we will be back next Monday, where I think we're actually going to try and play Mario. Chase wants to talk about it, so we're going to play a little Mario on stream next week. Johnny, this has been a ton of fun. Appreciate you making it happen. We'll talk to you all soon.